Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you for joining in to Locker Talk on a Bachelor Pad on a Bachelor News Radio Network. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Fort.com. And again, thank you for joining the Locker Talk once again, where you find out about NFL stars of tomorrow today. You can always reach out to, out directly to me, directly to any one of my social handles, network ventures that I have, platforms, I would say, that's out there, through Twitter. You can reach out to me under Locker_report or my personal handle, 2bsports, the number 2, Instagram, LockReport100, Facebook, LockReport.com. Or you can always simply shoot me an email at barrybars@locker-report.com. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is having themselves a blessed morning, Friday, kicking off the weekend. I hope that you guys have your plans laid out for your family and friends or whatever you guys decide to do. Make sure it's a safe weekend. There's a lot of crazy folks out there. So let's make sure that everyone is taken care of. And I wish everyone the best as they continue to enjoy this nice, hot summer. And what makes this summer even more hotter is football, because football is back. You know, as far as the playing season, it's finally here. I know it's the preseason, but for myself, football never ends. All year long, it's always a grind, which helped me to prepare for you guys to not just talk about football, but to let y'all know. I ain't going to say educate because it's kind of strong, but to actually inform you guys of what's going on within the NFL, what's going on in the football community in regards of the Shield that you guys will not hear nowhere else on the planet. So that's what makes everything unique and what makes Bachelor News Radio Network so different from everyone else, especially when it comes down to sports. But through the network itself, you can still go to the Bachelor Pad, RadioNetwork.com, where the site and everything is set up to listen to all the shows that we have lined up, where we talk about anything from sports, politics, religions, any social situation that's going on out there, entertainment. Followers, join us. We're growing. We're getting much bigger out there soon. We'll be on some airways, bigger airways. Love the vision. That's why I set up myself with my man L.A. Now, let's get back to the grind. We're going to start talking about some football. But before today's show, just give you guys a heads up of what I'm going to talk about today. Today, we're going to focus on week one of the preseason in regards of the players from the NFL regional combine, the platform that I cover with operations. And also, I'm going to talk about something else that's a little different, something that I will venture on in regards of discovering talent. Last year, the first time I actually produced a credible watch list of talented players that went to Division II schools or pretty much guys under the radar. And later on the show, before the show ends, I'm going to talk about something exclusive that I'm doing with Locker Report that you have other sites that's doing as well. But mine's going to be a little bit more different, especially knowing the influences that I have in regards of discovering talent and getting guys a shot, getting in front of scouts. And when they get in front of the scouts and they get a camp invite, it's all on them. My goal is to highlight players that are NFL worthy. Not every player in a Division II, we all know that, is not NFL caliber guys. There's a whole bunch of guys in Division I that are not. However, the ones in Division I will always get looked at, especially the power schools. My goal is to focus on the smaller school, you know, your HBCUs, your your Division II programs where their talent is there. It only thing is the scouting process just need a little bit more tender, loving care, which those platforms will not always get, especially on a consistent basis. But through locker report, that part will change, and I believe in God as a vision that was put inside that it will grow to something that's really, really big, almost like a Phil Steele type level. Phil Steele, if you're not familiar with him, you know, he's one of the guys out there who's been doing it for decades and breaking down pretty much every school, every player at the beginning of the collegiate season where he has his big books that he published every year. And it's an awesome guy, you know, but to get to the level of really searching and really putting my name or putting a tag on a certain player saying, yes, this player should be in the NFL. Okay, this player will work in this game. And not afraid of being wrong. Yeah, you really have your gut feeling on that this kid is working. So I'm going to talk about that later on the show and also some different things from last year that I'm doing this year. And also I will go over my process and how I evaluate and look at talent that's out there. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network where you hear about NFL starts of tomorrow and today. All right. Week one of the NFL preseason, it was a doozy. I know most of the people you probably listen to me right now. Probably said it's just the preseason, it's not real football. But in terms of what Locker Report is, it is real football because there are many guys that has been playing for the past, I would say, 3 weeks, going all the way back to the Hall of Fame game. Many of those guys will never get a chance to get back on an NFL field again. And for all the long shots, so to speak, this NFL game is a real game, or for many of them, was a real NFL game, to be able to put on an NFL jersey. And you guys don't realize how hard it is. Now, you have an idea. I mean, you pretty much have a good guess, or you may, you know, from just talking to a friend and things like that, but you guys have no clue how hard, how difficult, how challenging, how much of a torment mentally, how much is it a physical torment, a beatdown, a process of doubt, despair, knowing that you can't do it, you know, hatred, all kinds of stuff that goes into the process, sacrifice after sacrifice, sacrifice after sacrifice. And that's what it's all about. When you're trying to get to this level that only probably 1% of a chance to get to the highest level of football in the NFL, it is unimaginable how difficult it is to get there. So I'm trying to paint this picture to let you know that when you have one of those young players out there in the preseason and they have on an NFL jersey, they earned that. It's not something that is given. There is nothing given. When I hear players thinking that they had a talent to get to the NFL, a long time ago, I was like, yeah, man, you run real fast. Yeah, you should have an opportunity to get in there. No, running fast and, you know, being strong and being able to lift as much as you can, I mean, it's so much that goes into it. So to watch these young men get on the field, to have an opportunity to make a roster, and the guys that's trying to stay in the league, to fight to stay on the roster, it's hard work. So when you see these guys on that field, don't degrade their play on the field. Don't look at the preseason as something that is worthless, because I'm telling you, it is not. Not to that young man. Not to that young man who has a family he has to take care of. Not that young man who's looking to put his family into a different tax bracket or put them into another stream of income and wealth. When you're seeing that this is generational type changing opportunity. So when you listen, when you look at a preseason game, do not look at it in dismay and think that it's nothing, because for those guys out there on the field, those 90 or so guys or less players out there in those cleats trying to earn a job, this is a big thing. So week one, focusing on the regional combine guys, for starting with the San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboys. Now, you heard me talk about Nick Mullins last year when he pretty much took over the starting quarterback of San Francisco 49ers. Excuse me. And he had a sharp game coming out in the first half. Kind of, it was pretty much the same story how his season ended last year, how he would make good throws, but someone either would not control the pass, or they would turn the ball over, or the ball would pop up, and that's an interception. His first drive mimicked everything that was happening to him last year. But as Nick always do, he's a fighter. He stuck with it. Still finished the game. Still finished his portion of the play by throwing the touchdown pass right before the first half. So it was great to see that he was able to bounce back after the first two series being very challenging. But he finished strong, and he's definitely in that lineup, in that fight to be that backup. And knowing Jimmy Garoppolo, and you heard me say this many a times, he's not going to last the whole season. So most likely you'll see Nick Mullins out there again during the regular season. Now, running back, rookie running back, Austin Walters from Rice University, pretty much had himself a solid day, knowing that the 49ers backfield is deep. However, they can't stay healthy either. So I think that Austin is going to have a good shot in making this club. Even if it counts for him going on a practice squad, I really doubt if the 49ers are going to let this young man go. Last week, he had carried the ball 13 times, led his team in rushing yards with 38, and he also received had 5 receptions for 32 yards. Showed a lot of bounce, showed a lot of confidence, got some tough yards, especially late in the game, showing that he can run in between the tackles. So he definitely showed that he belonged in this league. Veteran cornerback for Dallas Cowboys, C.J. Goodwin, he wound up ending that game with a tackle. Houston and Green Bay, Tyrod Johnson, one of the players who was a rookie wide receiver that came through the workouts this year in Kansas City, he had himself a good impactful night. He did have 2 catches, but his biggest catch came late in the third quarter when he caught a pass of 44 yards, which helped set up the Texans' run for a comeback in that game. So he was very, very much a part of that charge that the Texans had towards the end, but the Packers still held off a two-point win, 28-26. But it's not about the wins. It's all about this guy's performance. And also his teammate, rookie safety Chris Johnson, he was able to rack up 1 tackle. Veteran linebacker B.J. Baldo, who bounced around to several teams trying to land with the Houston Texans where they can use depth at the linebacker core and also on the special teams, B.J. brings that. He wound up ending that game with 2 tackles. On the Packers side of the ball, you had Joel Davis. I had his coach on a week ago when he came on with Coach Sims when he came over, came on Locker Talk to talk about him, to talk about his play, talk about Bethune Cookman, how their season is ready to progress. So I really thankful that he was able to join. But his player that we talked about on that show, Davis, he had a return for 24 yards, and tight end Robert Tanlin had a reception for 23 yards. So not a lot of action there, but they still got on the field to survive another day. And last night, I know it was week 2, I was at the Ravens game when the Packers came in town, so it was really good to see those guys, you know, out there on the field. Now, the story as far as the regional combine last week was about defense. So we had defensive players that really shined last week. You had my guy Nick Neilman, Neeham, who's a rookie cornerback for the Miami Dolphins. He got his start last week, so he got his first NFL start, first game, and he was picked on early. You see that he was clearly a target, and so he had a rough patch starting out. But as soon as the jitters had went away and he started to settle down, he wound up finishing strong with 4 tackles and had 2 pass defense. After a rough start in the beginning, they stuck with him, and he showed out pretty good to end that game. When you look at what happened in the Chicago Bears had 3 stout defensive players there. And Abdul Anderson, rookie year last season, he sat on the bench, waited for his opportunity, finished in his debut last week with 4 tackles. And then, of course, Roy Robinson Harris, who picked up from where he left off last year, wound up getting a sack in that game, finishing with 2 tackles and newcomer from the CFL, came through the process of the RC in 2017. Jameel Thurman had one tackle, his first NFL tackle. You guys listen to Locker Talk on the Batch Pad Radio Network. We'll take a quick pause, come right back, talk, get into some more NFL talk.
Hey, this is L.A. Batchelor reminding you, if you're looking for real discussion on sports, politics, religion, and other topics, you need to join us on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern at WCOMFM.org, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/LA-Batchelor, and on Thursdays at the same web address. Follow us on Facebook at Pad Nation, on Twitter, Pad Nation, the number 2, at Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can email us with your requests, your comments, your concerns, anything you want at our email address at labatchelor40@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Pad Nation, Instagram, and of course, if you miss any part of our broadcast, make sure you go to thebachelorpadnetwork.com and listen and enjoy the Bachelor Pad.
Welcome back. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host and founder of Locker-Report.com, Barry Barnes, and you guys will always reach out directly to me on any one of my social handles, on Twitter at Locker_Report, personal page 2B Sports, starting with the number 2, Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps, Facebook, LockReport.com, or y'all will also shoot me a message directly at Barry Barnes at Locker-Report.com. And like I said, on this show, with the new changes that's going on with the Bachelor News Radio Network, we cover everything, every topic that you need to know what's going on in the world. Make sure you tune in to the Donaldson Files that comes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock with Coco Koshny. Join that show. They always have something to talk about with them with politics. Anything you come across the board, you'll be informed. If something that you missed on today's show on the news, they will have it. You also listen to Dr. Larry's show, which comes on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out their show. A lot of great information provided there. And, of course, L.A. Bassett with his show on Thursday nights. Like I said many times before, there's nothing that this man do not know. He will catch you up on everything. He probably will tell you about what's going on in space. Listen to the show. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And, of course, you get me with the sports and all that great stuff. Now, back to the rundown of what the players from the NFL Regional Combine did last week in week one. I'm going to go through it real quick. Starting off with Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen, who we all know and love now. He's a big timer now, signed a huge deal earlier this year for $64 million. 35 that was actually guaranteed, so he made it. So he came through the process, unknown Division II player, made it happen in the NFL, and now he has set his course for his family for generations, because his children's children now is going to be set up. And last week he had an insane catch in the first quarter with 11 minutes left in the first quarter when he caught a deep pass over Eli Apple, where the ball was actually coming, was falling short, but he was able to catch the pass under Eli Apple at the actually at the 1 yard line and rolled it to the end zone. It was reviewed to see if it was a touchdown. His knee was down on the one, but the following play, the Vikings punched it in for a 1 yard touchdown. Also on his team, Amir, you heard me talk about this young man over the summer, rookie defensive end, Amir St. Amant, who had his first NFL tackle. In that same game with the Saints veteran cornerback Chris Banjo, he had a tackle against the Vikings in that game. On the Buffalo Bills side, there were three players. A guy named Denzel Rice, who had been through the process several years ago. Four tackles in that game. Good showing there. And you had linebackers Mike Love and Julian Stanford. They both walked away with a tackle apiece against the Indianapolis Colts. For the New York Jets, you had Brandon Copeland, who was a linebacker and also a rookie linebacker, Kyle Phillips. They both had two tackles each against the New York Giants. Jacksonville quarterback Alex McGoo. He had a little rough patch in his first game last week, where he went 3 of 8 for passing for 19 yards, and he threw an interception against the Ravens. However, he did bounce back last night against the Philadelphia Eagles, where he was able to get a touchdown run for about 20 yards. The kid can scramble. The kid can play. So I'm looking forward to seeing that battle for that number 2 in Jacksonville. Joe Callahan, another quarterback, came through the process 2016. Joe Callahan is a decent quarterback. Only problem is every team he signs with already have an established quarterback. So it looked like the chances are he probably will not make the Ravens roster, but he's giving it everything he can. But I do believe that his talent, coming from a Division III school in Wesley, he is an NFL talented quarterback that can be a solid backup for any team in the league. He was able to manage a good outing for the Ravens. He went 3 for 4 for 30 yards against Jacksonville. Rookie linebacker for the Washington Redskins, Cole McCombs, he had 4 tackles in his debut in the NFL. Fred Jones for the defensive line, for a rookie defensive tackle, Fred Jones for the Detroit Lions, he was able to record 2 tackles, including his first NFL sack. Justin Zimmer, who was a defensive tackle for the Atlanta Falcons, he had walked away with 3 tackles, and defensive back Kamar Ahmed had 1 tackle against the Dolphins in that game. Now Harris, who I'm really real high on, linebacker for Tennessee Titans, he had 2 stops against the Philadelphia Eagles, and rookie Menez Wilkins, he debuted with 2 tackles for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Jordan Dangerfield for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who need to really kick into gear this year in order for him to really make this team and then look to have an impact during the regular season. Jordan Dangerfield walked away with 1 tackle. Now, that was the performance last week with the players that came through the NFL Regional Combine Pipeline. Now, last year, I created a watch list. And the reason why I created the watch list, because the NFL Regional Combine was taking a different turn. You know, instead of them having multiple satellite workouts, they just went to 1 invitational based off what the coaches, not so much the coaches, but the GMs and the scouting directors wanted to have a little bit more of a crisp workout. So they went to a format where they would select certain players to come and be before scouts. So when that happened, it killed a lot of guys' opportunities from the small schools, which depended on the regional combine platform to at least get in front of scouts, knowing that the scouts would not come to their school. So the NFL dialed back. They may change sometime soon. Hopefully they do, but I believe that they will. But hopefully they do. But for right now, they just have an invitational, and not too many players get invited to this workout. So it prompted me to create a watch list of players that I would deem as good quality NFL players. Now, I'm not going to go to the extent of my relationship with the list with NFL football operations, but I will tell you this, from information that was told to me several years ago, that the teams look at what Lock Report puts out. And so I said, well, let me try to take advantage of it and try to be an asset to these young men to get them in front of scouts to allow them to take their destiny in their own hands when they think that no one out there really know them. So that's why I started the watch list. Very successful. Last year, out of 93 players that were selected that I deemed with the list, 17 of those guys got into NFL camps. Not saying that I was the reason why, but I know at some point it did help. But right now, currently, there are 8 of those guys from that 17 that are currently on NFL rosters right now that's playing in the preseason. And one of the biggest highlights dating back to last week was Xavier Turner, who's a running back for the Seattle Seahawks. Keep your eyes out on him, this young man. Division II, Tarleton State, in Texas, I believe. He was with the Arizona Cardinals for the whole offseason, but they wound up letting him go last week, right before the start of their first game. All of a sudden, to make a long story short, Seattle worked him out probably for this like 1 day, signed him, put him on the field, and he had to learn the playbook. He only knew 4 plays from the Seattle Seahawks playbook. But this young man got on the field and tore it up. Was not a surprise. That's why I had on the list. But he went out there, had a fantastic game. He was able to get the ball several times in that game early on. Actually, I can't remember if he had got the start or not, but off of 13 carries, which was a game high, he managed to rack in 42 yards, and he also caught a pass for 8 yards. Watch out for this young man Sunday night when they play. I'm expecting him to really get more of attention. It's going to be a more of a national stage, so watch out for the guy. He fit what Seattle Seahawks want to do. It's a ball-control-centric offense that runs off of power and your occasional big plays. He fit that scheme there. And on the other side of the ball, you had Devontae Jackson, another rookie running back with the Denver Broncos, had a good game during the, I would say, with the Hall of Fame game. This one, last week against the Seattle Seahawks, he was able to score his first NFL touchdown in that game. And for a four-yard pass, they received caught in the flat, and he was able to quickly get into the touchdown. So he have a ball in that trophy case. Craig Reynolds, who is a rookie running back for the Washington Redskins, he had a solid outing last week when he had carried the ball for 21 yards off of 9 carries and had one pass reception for 5 yards against the Cleveland Browns. Quarterback Easton Stick for the Los Angeles Chargers. He had himself a good one. He came late. He actually checked in the game late in the third quarter. NFL jitters was right there, but he wound up sticking with his guns because one of the things that he will do occasionally is scramble from out their pocket. And he was able to pick up early in the fourth quarter with 13 and 42 seconds left remaining in the game to scramble for 31 yards. As the play broke down, he took in his own hands to score for the Chargers in that game, and that was brilliant play on his part. And then you have another young man for the Cleveland Browns, rookie linebacker JT Helsing, who came from Florida Tech. He was able to get out there and play some ball last week, and he was able to walk away with 4 tackles in his debut. And then you had Cortez Daniel for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had a tackle in his debut with the NFL. Now, last year, I called it the watch list. And so one of the things I sat back and I thought, I said, well, you know what? Everybody have themselves, well, that's involved in this process, you know, that want to put their name on certain players. They all have a watch list. So I said, I did not want to just have a watch list. I did not want to sound like anyone else. I did not want to mention anything about using a watch list. I just wanted to be able to have something different, something that would stand out, to have a little pop. So I came out with my out list. So it's called out. And so when you go to the site, you'll see it abbreviated, out list. And the out stands for overlooked unknown talent. So I changed the labeling around to be a little different, but it will stand out from the other lists that are out there so that players could be recognized and also get in the forefront of the right talent that is needed. So I'm really proud of that. Made some changes to the site thanks to my computer guy. Made some changes on there. So now, next week, I'm going to talk about the offense. And I'm going to just give you details of how I come up with this so you can have an idea of how legitimate and the process. Now, what I do is I do a lot of reading. And I look at a lot of film, a lot of videos of players. I look at their stats, not just blind stats of what I see as far as their numbers. So you have some guys that, you know, put up some good yards or had some good stops and did some good things. But a lot of times it took a lot of games to get there. Sometimes you had too many quarterbacks that threw the ball too long and their completion percentage really wasn't that good. So reach out to some of the coaches, you know, reach out to see what information I can get. And then I start to formulate my list. And this list that I will present to you are comprised of lower Division I schools and Division II schools. And if anyone else out there I may come across, but the whole initiative is to work on the draft coming up in the NFL. So I'm working on the 2020 draft right now for us with outlets. And this is just the preseason outlook list. Anything can change going on towards the end of the season. Now, when the end of the season comes, that's going to be my real legitimate list going into 2020. This is just a preseason look. So you may see a player's name on here right now. Depending on how they play in their senior year, their name probably won't be on there going forward to the legitimate list for 2020. So make sure you guys recognize that when you check it out next week. I'm going to jump right into that and really get into that whole situation with the list, and I'm going to talk about the offensive players, and then a couple of weeks when I'm finished with the defensive guys, I'm going to get into that. So you guys stay tuned. Check that out. Some good talented players out there, especially in HBCU land. Hey, y'all guys are going to love this next week because I love it. You're listening to Locker Talk, my Bachelor Pad Radio Network, and just to give someone asked a question about Jay-Z selling out Colin Kaepernick by signing a venture with the NFL after being against them. Someone asked that question. I know I'm out of time, but I will answer that question next week when I come to the show, and I will start off with that before I get into my list. So who the listener that sent that question, tune in to next week. I will start the show off with that answer so I can be able to take care of that for you. Thank you, everyone. Tune in to Locker Talk next week. Continue to listen to the Bachelor News Radio Network. Everyone stay blessed. Goodbye.